Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is Internet Marketing. Brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. This is Internet Marketing, and today I'm joined by Claiborne Griffin, founder at Claiborne LLC. Hello, Claiborne. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Where are you in the world, Claiborne?
I'm over here in New York City.
Wow, the Big Apple, and I'm over in Brighton. So there's, is it 3,500 miles separating us?
Yeah, I haven't had the privilege of visiting overseas there yet.
Haven't you? I haven't the privilege of coming to the Big Apple yet, but I think we might be coming over at Christmas, so that'll be my first time.
It's a very nice place here in Christmas, New York City in Christmas time.
I bet it is. Yeah, I was just going to say that I don't think our listeners want to listen to my holiday plans. First of all, Claiborne, tell us a little bit about yourself, then we'll get into the meat and potatoes of the chat.
Okay, sure. Yeah, so I have a bit of a background in development, web design, web development. That's initially how I came into SEO and digital marketing. You know, my clients needed to get traffic to the websites that I would build for them, and so that led me to social media and SEO in particular. I moved out here to New York, going to NYU, and eventually got into the agency world here in New York, which is it's a great environment for that kind of thing. A lot of big agencies, a lot of big brands are headquartered right here in New York. So it was a really nice opportunity to get into doing SEO and digital marketing campaigns for very large Fortune 500 companies. And it's been a lot of fun. My focus primarily has been on online reputation management. I have a couple blog posts that I've written that some other people have written that mention me. So I have a lot of clients coming to me with reputation management problems. And, you know, I use a variety of SEO and social media and some other digital marketing tricks to help them with those issues.
Now, you wrote a very interesting blog post a little while ago. I think it was back in June, wasn't it? The role that technical SEO should play, and you compared it to makeup. What was the essence of that article?
Yeah, so the main point of it was really what I had noticed is there's an obsession in the SEO industry with technical SEO in particular. And, you know, everybody's always saying it's the foundation, it's the skeleton, it's all of these kind of metaphors that I feel was really not hitting the mark right. So I wanted to provide my own metaphor that kind of puts technical SEO in the bigger picture, because what I wanted to say is essentially the essence of SEO isn't technical SEO. Technical SEO is a very superficial part of it that essentially, you know, makes your website more attractive to search engines. You help them find your website, index your website, which is definitely important. But there's so much more to the substance of what a website is, just as there's so much more to a substance of a human being than, you know, than makeup, than technical SEO.
Yeah, because I got the feeling from the blog post, and I'm sure it's absolutely true, think about it logically, that technical SEO is one of those things where when you start doing it, it makes a, you know, significant difference. But the more of it you do, the less and less the difference becomes. And
yeah,
it's one of those sort of, there's a special word, isn't it? Asymptotic. It asymptotically approaches its maximum.
Yeah, diminishing return.
Yeah, diminishing. That's a better phrase. Yeah, diminishing return. So I guess that's the essence of what you were saying, and you're arguing that the bigger part of SEO is what's the more human side.
Yeah, exactly. The human side, the kind of the creative side, the side that really just deals with what is your website about. Because at the end of the day, the website's going to be about, you know, a certain piece of content, a certain branding, the expertise of the client or the company behind the website, the product that they're selling. That's what the website's about. But for an SEO, they too often focus on just the technical things. And so, you know, they're more concerned about, you know, canonical tags than than you know, the product offering that the client is, that the client has. And so that's what I just wanted to say to SEOs is, you know, put yourself into perspective and realize that you're part of a bigger marketing mix, and that technical SEO as part of SEO is not the foundation, is not the skeleton, that there's so much more to what makes a website purposeful. And that's what we should be focusing our efforts on, because at the end of the day, the website's fulfilling some purpose to an end user on behalf of the client or the company. And none of that has anything to do with technical SEO.
Now, sort of what experience do you have of where this type of SEO, this sort of too much focus on the technical side of SEO, has hurt agencies, Claiborne?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you know, coming in from the agency world, that was where I really saw the problem, particularly in pitches. What has happened is SEO has become very commoditized, and especially around this technical SEO. So every single agency in the world is offering technical SEO, and that's whenever they pitch an SEO engagement, that's the top of the list right there. Is, you know, they go in and they say, "Here's what we're going to do for you. We're going to do technical SEO." And that's almost all they can do for you. And they're kind of neglecting a lot of important things like link building, like digital PR content, so much other things, even, you know, conversion optimization. So they just solely focus on this technical thing. And at the end of the day, then what ends up happening is all these pitches from all these different agencies all look the same. And so, you know, I'm going in from an agency and I'm giving a pitch. The other agency is going in giving this exact same pitch. They all notice the same technical issues on the website. They're all saying that they're going to, you know, fix your robots.txt. They're going to fix your sitemap. They're all focusing on these same issues. And so at the end of the day, the client ends up ultimately choosing the cheaper agency, rather than an agency that could really, you know, offer them some kind of differentiating factor. And that, I think, is because the SEO team failed to step outside of technical SEO. They kind of put all their eggs in that technical SEO basket. And when that's all that the client sees, it looks all the same across the board.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because I was wondering, I mean, you mentioned that sort of the most important part of SEO, or the other bit of SEO that isn't the technical bit, is the more human side of it. And you sort of mentioned a few components of that just now. I was just wondering how, you know, when agencies are pitching, what's the best way of showing your expertise in the non-technical side?
Yeah, I think content is very important. That's a really great place where I think agencies aren't really doing a great job of it yet, because they haven't found a way to really package and sell it to clients. Mm-hmm. And so what we end up with is, you know, you see a lot of big brands who have a website and they're not engaging with their fans much. Their customers they're not engaging with them outside of maybe social media. And so the only place kind of in the digital marketing realm that we're seeing content done effectively in this kind of customer engagement beyond just straight sales is happening in social media. And there's, you know, no reason it shouldn't be happening in SEO, because SEO owns the website and the website content. And why are, you know, these large brands who are experts in certain areas, why are they not putting out great content? And why are they not, you know, backing that great content with the authority of their brand name?
Claiborne, I know that this blog post was quite controversial, wasn't it? I'm really, if you're willing to share with us, I mean, did most people agree with you in the end? What sort of feedback did you get?
Yeah, I got a lot of good feedback. I think generally most people agreed. There were a lot of very vocal disagreeers out there, I guess. And so what I found is it was a very emotional response generally from the people who kind of had a negative reaction to the article. Mm. And I kind of feel, you know, they kind of took it more of a personal attack, maybe. You know, they focus on technical SEO primarily. They've made a living, built a reputation around technical SEO. And so they felt like I was attacking technical SEO, which isn't what I was doing, because I, in the article said, you know, it's very important. Technical SEO is very important, but I just wanted to sort of think outside of that box. And, you know, people tended to view that incorrectly, thinking that I was saying, you know, don't do technical SEO, stop hiring technical SEOs, which wasn't, you know, what I said. But for the most part, a lot of the responses have been positive. People who, you know, did disagree with me often would say something like, I agree with this in principle, but they just kind of had minor nitpicks with the article itself.
I guess it's hitting a balance, isn't it? It's mixing the technical side of SEO, which I'm guessing is quite easy to productize and quite easy to sort of systemize.
Mm-hmm. And like you said, with the technical SEO, there's the diminishing return. So, so, you know, you can only do so much. And so when you have a client coming to you and they want to spend, you know, they're spending $3 million on SEO, you can't give them $3 million worth of SEO by only focusing on technical. And so you can certainly give them, you know, $3 million worth of improvements by focusing on technical, but that pretty much depends on them having tanked their site prior to that for some technical reason. So aside from just fixing major issues, there's only so much you can do in terms of, you know, positive progress for a website.
Yeah. So I suppose the motto here is to have a good balance of technical and non-technical SEO in your offering, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
So, Claiborne, thanks so much for speaking to us. How can our listeners find out more about you and more about Claiborne LLC?
Yeah, so I'm pretty active online, so you can probably find me on most social networks. Twitter's probably the best one, at Claiborne.
Yeah, well, that's it, folks. Thanks for listening. Show notes are in the usual place, sitevisibility.com/IMpodcast. We're on iTunes and Stitcher, and we like reviews, so if you fancy doing a review, that would be good, especially if it's a good one, because it will help us to sort of grow the show a bit. If you want to connect with me personally, I'm Dr. Pod, DocTorPod, on Twitter and LinkedIn. And we're looking to answer some more questions in future episodes, so feel free to email us at podcast@sitevisibility.com, and we have the magic telephone line +44 1273 256 150, where you can leave a recorded message and we'll incorporate it into the show, especially if it's a good question or a comment. It's goodbye from me, Andy, and it's goodbye from Claiborne.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Andy. Goodbye.
And we'll see you next time on Internet Marketing.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.